All right, we're going to call the Infrastructure and Roads Committee meeting to order tonight. And thanks everyone for coming. We have one item on the agenda tonight, and that is the Highway 113 relocation project with Highway 310.
Yes.
And at this point, I'd like to actually turn the floor over to the county judge. So the floor is yours.
All right, come on, Jamie. Mr. Chair, I've asked Jamie Gates, the Conway Area Chamber of Commerce, to join us this evening. And today, I know that in your packet, I still don't have a copy of it in my book, but we included a resolution, put it on the agenda, and a resolution for you guys to consider recommending a full court affirmation of the county judge's office acceptance of a piece of state highway in the county maintenance system. This is part of a very large economic development project. I'm going to watch what I say because I know there are limits to what can be shared publicly at this point on a project of this scale. And that's honestly the primary reason I asked Mr. Gates to join us tonight, because I know he'll know intimately the details he can discuss tonight, the details that cannot be discussed. But I will tell you this, RDOT asked us to consider as an offset to the costs that they're going to incur pursuant to this project. They asked the counties in the affected footprint to take some of their state highway miles. And I can't speak for them, but one thing that you'll hear them lead with often is Arkansas, per capita, the mileage of state highways that we have is way above the national average, maybe even the most in the country. And so they're always looking for opportunities to partner with local governments, say, hey, why don't you take this, really shouldn't be a state highway, why don't you take this off our hands, we'll be glad to do this exchange. And that's really what's going on with Highway 310 in our county, in the Enola area, where we have agreed to take on 4 miles of state highway, minor state highway, as an offset or to help with the heavy lift that RDOT is going to have in conjunction with this economic development project. And I would say, before I turn the microphone over to Mr. Gates, I think you're going to join me in running to that economic development project. As you hear more about it, I'm sure you've heard bits and pieces. A huge impact for our county. We hope it goes through. And that's all I'll say, because I'm not sure exactly where it is. I've met with management of the company, and they feel pretty good about it. But it's of enough size that it's not one of these decide to do it and then start it next week. It's a big project, and it's gonna impact Faulkner County should it happen much longer than any of us are alive. And so I'm really excited about it. Mr. Gates, Jamie will tell you, he hears me talk often about economic development for the long term, fighting for people to live here and not in North Dallas or Austin or San Francisco, San Jose, New York City, Chicago, St. Louis. Our young people have a choice where they can go live. We want them to live right here. We want them to work right here, have their children go to school right here, buy groceries right here. And they've got a choice. So we are going to relentlessly pursue quality of life here, which for the county judge's office means great transportation, great collaboration with other entities that affect economic development, and on and on and on. And this goes to the heart of that. And so hopefully I've gotten your interest. At this point, I'll ask Mr. Gates to tell you a little bit about this economic development project, and I hope you're as excited as I am. Jamie?
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. I was really excited about the community's enthusiasm for infrastructure work, and maybe they were here for an unrelated issue. I don't know. It's great to see so many people taking the long view of government. I appreciate their patience, but I guess they were sufficiently satisfied by the prior committee's work. Thank you, Judge. So it is unconventional a little bit for us to be here. We have been before the full body recently on economic development. I've said that that is something that we want to continue. I know I've had a colleague, Jack Billow, who's been over the quorum court. And so we appreciate the new level of kind of partnership engagement activity we have on economic development at the county level. We are, you can't do what everyone else does and expect to get different results than what everyone else does. And so we are growing in kind of our scope, influence, ambitions. And so this is a little bit of a different project. I'm sure you've seen from the support materials that this is a project that's regional in nature. The judge hinted at that. We've got a number of counties who are joining in this effort. I've been doing economic development here and at the statewide agency for, over 25 years now, or right at 25 years. And I can tell you that we're into new territory. That's a very good thing for us to see. We used to be proud of ourselves when we expanded beyond the city limits. Now we're breaking and talking about joining counties and partnering counties and all that stuff. So I just want to say, we've modeled some partnership that we appreciate in the past, and we're excited to kind of grow those partnerships, not just with this county, but with our neighbors on this project. Rather than really speculate on to the specifics of, when and scope and investment, I just want to recognize it's pretty obvious the affected industry that we're dealing with here, and why another way that this project's a little bit different. We've worked manufacturing industrial projects in the past. This one has an agricultural component. Why is that of particular interest? Usually when we look at the cost benefit of an economic development project, we look at the investment and the payroll. But when you have a user taking natural resource from local landowners, that benefit gets spread out, and it moves throughout the county in different ways. And so just one example, you have over 6,600 acres of managed timber in Faulkner County, and that's over 71 different landowners. And that is acres that's managed by this company, and that ends up going through that mill, and that's in Faulkner County. When you talk about regional impact, I'm sure everyone in this room, whether they're exactly aware of it or not, has a neighbor, teammate, churchgoer, coworker who works daily, interacts with this facility. A large percentage of the payroll sleeps in Faulkner County. I've already talked about the owners, and then the vendor world also touches the facility many, many times over. So that, is, I think, sufficient explanation as to why, why are we doing this? And, why would we get outside the box? And I think that's because where the real opportunities are for us in our neighboring counties. Why is this necessary? I think the judge spelled it out pretty clearly on to come up with an unanticipated expenditure of this scale on short notice from the state of Arkansas. They need partnership. And, we have been looking and successfully finding partners in county courthouses, with RDOT. We were in D.C. recently and have engaged, those folks on our behalf. There will be work to be done with our state legislature to see this project all the way through. And we really just had the opportunity to kind of model partnership all the way through this project from start to wherever it is we are in the process right now. I did take a little offense. I want to enjoy a lot of this for my adult years. I'm going to try and get at least 2/3 of the utility for my remaining years here. But it is a generational sized investment in the facility. It's one that has been here for 60 plus years, and it's time to either imagine and initiate a new expanded future for what takes place there, or, to think about what happens to 60-year-old industrial facilities that don't get reinvested into, and those draw to a natural demise. So I think I've been sufficiently vague. I'm happy to take questions to anything specific that I'm allowed to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Gates. I think the committee appreciates what you're able to tell us this early on right now. But if anybody has any questions, by all means, the floor is yours. I know we're not...
I do want to zero in on, I brought a map. RDOT was good when we kind of talked about how can we get there? What does partnership look like? And I said, you can't paint us into a corner. They gave us some options, and I think you were provided a map that showed some of these. But the way we landed on this route, and this is, you know, to being transparent with each other and being good partners, there's a couple conditions they want. They don't want you to take the middle section of a highway. You can't go, well, I want, you know, this, you take it to here, and then I'm going to take this section, and you pick it back up. There's a lot of reasons for that. It's problematic when you're doing maintenance. Who's responsible for the part that went bad? You know, there's all kinds of, and there's navigating, all those things. So finding really kind of a stem or a highway that, you know, terminates or ends in a county road is a good one. Then the next thing we, not selfishly, but out of responsible self-interest, want to look at is, you know, what's the daily traffic? How much is this carrying? And then finally, what is probably most important is what is the percentage of heavyweight vehicles that it carries? And I can tell you that this one had an average daily volume of 770 vehicles a day, only 3% of which were heavyweight. And so that speaks a lot to the future impact. What's the lifespan, the realistic lifespan for the roadway? And then the last step was, you know, going and laying eyes on it. And, you know, is this a highway that is immediately is in disrepair, a poor condition? That is not the case with this one. And it adjoins a really well-maintained, beautiful county road right now.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I could jump in, Jamie, Mr. Chairman, from a county perspective, what should we be concerned with? Well, if it's Highway 65, we want no part of that, right? No part. So the first thing I thought of when the chamber approached us was, I mean, does it really look like a county road or is this a state highway? A recent example of kind of a compare and contrast is the winter weather we just had. The highway we're going to take in, Highway 310, a little over 4 miles of it, not on the highway department's highest priority for taking care of during winter weather, because they've got major through traffic to worry about, 65, I-40, and 64, and so on. Whereas we as a county, it will be one of our main collector roads, one of our main arterial roads, that we'll be more than happy to give just as much attention as we do the rest of our arterials or highly traveled county-level roads. To get technical with what are we looking at when you go look at the road, well, it's got one bridge on it. It's profiled like a highway road, and so if we were to go take a cross-section or a slice of it, it's going to make a county judge feel really good to have a road that's constructed like that, because in all likelihood, in two or three lifetimes, we're never going to have to rebuild that road. In all likelihood, we'll have to overlay it or fix a pothole here and there, but for the most part, it's state highway grade profile of a road for both the cross section of the road and the drainage around the road. So it doesn't give me pause. It's not a road that's going to have 500,000 full 18-wheelers coming from FedEx and going to St. Louis. I mean, it's a, you know, if you look, or you, I know some of you are familiar with this stretch of highway, it looks more like a county road, a large county road, like a Rooster Road or an Akron Gap or something like that, than it does Highway 65 or 64. But again, it's the economic impact of this project, I hope, excites you. And I can tell you that I've been privy to a little more information than can be divulged publicly, and I am thoroughly excited, not only for after this happens in its final form, but along the way, the economic impact. And that's probably all I can say, but we're talking a major economic impact in our region, and in Fauquier County, we think we've compared favorably to grab at least our share of that. So, to benefit our county. So, So anyway, I appreciate, and I know Jamie would say the same, appreciate you having to endure sort of the vague speech, and you know, the last thing we need to do is impact somebody's decision on economic development by divulging too much. So I know Jamie's been very cautious, as have I. Anyway, thank you, Jamie, for coming.
And I do have a question. I'm not getting this, probably you can't tell me what it is, but you talked about the 60-year, you know, industry that we're, and I don't know, I wonder, is this an expansion of it, or is this a new industry coming towards?
This is for an existing industry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would say it's a significant step forward in the same industry. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's fair?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to say thank you, Mr. Gates and Judge. You actually stole my thunder. I was going to ask the similar questions you already expanded on, that the road's in great shape. Obviously, I guess we maintain roads that go into the city of Enola anyways.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's perfect. Thank you. Knowing that it's a great road, one of my questions is, you know, obviously any economic impact is going to outweigh any condition of the road, but knowing that it's in good condition and whatnot, that really helps. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the Highway 310 it really is like a county road. I know I travel it several times a week, especially in the spring and fall to Greenbrier to get softball games. And I will say that a lot of our county roads looked a lot better than the state roads during the last winter weather. On 36 and 107, it was a solid sheet of ice, and the county roads were clear. And so we welcome it in that area to bring it on to the county road system. I know that the road shop will do a good job, and it'll benefit everybody in the area. So, any other questions?
We don't have any. Do we have any idea if the other counties that are mentioned here, it looks like there's five counties altogether?
Mm-hmm. This map is, there will be more counties, and I will get in front of their business, but the list is growing, not shrinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would this be something that we may come back again if RDOT potentially needs more highways that we're able to give?
Not for this project. Okay. Yeah, we've taken kind of our position of being an advocate for both while we're there, you know, and we want to make sure that we have a favorable business climate and that we set the table for success. But you know, this is not, this is not a blank check, and so we try to advocate fairly, and we want to partner with RDOT, but it needs to be a good and fair partnership. And I think we've done a good job. And you know, I understand. I appreciate y'all kind of tolerating the ambiguities on the business specific, but I think it's a good balance when we can be very transparent about what it is we're doing, and we can, you know, retain some ambiguity about proprietary information, people's specific finances for a private enterprise. But no, I would say that this is, you know, like I said, we're modeling. I've never seen kind of this level of partnership and willing to work across borders anywhere in economic development before. And so, no, this is not just sufficient. This is excellent.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. And I would just add, as far as I do know, this would be the last ask of Faulkner County in association with this project. If there were others, we'll be stingy as you would hope we'd be. We certainly have quite a few projects sort of in the vision pipeline with RDOT. We have to work with them. They're great to work with. But we take a scrutinizing eye to these projects. I think Jamie would probably testify on the first phone call that he and I had. I'm like, why would we? We've got our own problems and storms to take care of and all of this. And we're not gonna give away Faulkner County unless it is in our favor. And this one was it didn't take long for me to say, yes, sir, what do I sign? You know, this is great for our county.
So. Yes, I have a question. I appreciate you, Mr. Gates, going down. Do you anticipate any future economic opportunities out of this project or this by any chance?
You know, I think it's they're a regional employer who have a regional impact. you know, with the money into and out of the facility. Just, again, I say vendor world, but even technical assistants, you know, engineers and suppliers and down to the trucking ins and outs. I mean, you know, an operation of this scale, you know, has hundreds of business relationships. Also, I think, you know, there's related payroll, and, you know, the payroll, you know, this is very close to where we sleep every night. There are people who live in Faulkner County and drive further to work than people who, you know, live here and drive there. And then finally, you know, there's the real part of the expansion is the capacity to process a lot more raw natural resource through the facility, even, you know, 2.5 or more times. And so I think the economic opportunity for those landowners grows.
And their commitment to our community, should they make an investment of this scale, is pretty much out there in the open. It's not like they're going to pull out 5 or 10 or 20 years, more than likely. Can't speak for them, but when they sink this much into an economic development, you wouldn't think that they'd pull out. I've been really impressed with just how well run that organization is. And I'll tell you, I mean, that's, I wouldn't ever bet against them in the industry.
And I say this on all of them. Economic development, we have iterations that we try. We fill out RFPs, and sometimes, you know, you always get better. This exercise tonight is exercising our economic development muscles for the next project, for the next Faulkner County project, for the next time we look to our neighbors and say, well, you know, this address is here, but you know where it comes from. And again, I do think that there are lasting benefits from being a willing and creative partner with our DOT. So, you remember when we solved this problem that we had together? All right, well, let's apply it here. So, nothing more for this project, but it is a model. You know, I want to keep partnering with our neighbors and with RDOT on who knows what problems that may arise.
Probably a better way of putting it than I asked.
So. Hey, you asked. It was a well asked question.
So, no, Mr. Chairman, no action needed tonight. We want you guys to be up to speed on it. It is very impactful. I wanted you guys to have an opportunity to, you know, ask questions. There is some ambiguity there, but again, thank you again.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Mr. Gates.
Appreciate
that. Moving on to announcements.
Any announcements from the committee?
I actually have one, and it actually is in regarding the fire at the road shop. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I actually called the judge's office and was able to get out there. And I'll just be honest with everybody, the court and everybody. When I heard about the fire, I thought, you know what, it's a concrete building. How bad? I mean, I know it's a fuel truck, but come on, guys. Well, I went out there, and when the sun came up, the judge took me to the facility and showed me where it started and what that fire did to the concrete and all the red iron and the beams in there. It completely destroyed it. And you could smell the chemicals when you got back from meeting Randy, and then you get closer, you really smell them. So the conditions over there were just terrible. And he was able to show me several different places in the shop, and then how all the employees actually shifted gears on the fly and moved over to the OEM building, and they had to set up a makeshift IT, you know, their computers, their little office area, all their printers, and just really did a good job of being agile and not missing a beat, because that was during the ice storm, and those guys hit the ground running, and even though it was still slick outside, they never missed a beat. So my hat's off to them, and we look forward to making that shop as great as it can be and as efficient as it can be, and it's in its design and its scalability for the coming years. So I would highly recommend reaching out to the judge's office if you can take 15-20 minutes and going to look at that. It really seeing it in person really kind of changed my perspective on it. So, highly recommend that. Yep. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, if I can, real quick. That's all right. Sorry. This was brought up the last time we had a floodplain variance request, and there was mention of possibly one or two more. Is there any updates on that by chance?
So there was going to be one, and then they never, we reached out to them. We were looking at having it that last month, and they never responded. So we're waiting, and we haven't heard back from the landowner. So that's where we're at right now. Yeah. Any other questions? All right, motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
All right, we're done.